Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. But we're going to jump on the airwaves right now and run north a little bit and spend a little time with Jim McBride, President and CEO of MMDC, the Mid-Michigan Development Corporation, the new and expanded MMDC. Jim, yeah. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thanks, Chris. It's so good to be here. Good to see you. Happy New Year and all of that. Yeah, so last year, we expanded from two counties to four. Middle Michigan's been around since 1981. Claire joined us in 1999. And then last year, both Gladwin and Osceola counties joined our team under contract and long-term contracts. And so we are now four counties. Three of them are in Region 5, and one of them, of course, is in Region 4. So it's unique, but we're off to a great start. You know, we are a small staff, but we have worked it out so that we're covering all four counties and off to a great start with all of them.
Well, listen, I got to applaud you, and I got to feel it's cost effective for the counties that you have added too. I see you being an eight county pretty soon.
Oh, I don't know about eight. You know, my board might have something to say, but, you know, I mean, I think we're looking at this from a standpoint that, you know, these rural counties up here, they don't have a lot of money and, you know, but they do need services and they do need, you know, professional economic development coverage to be able to take advantage of grants, to be able to be ready for site selectors or developers that want to expand in their area, or the community development side, which is very important in rural Michigan. So the Match on Main program, for example, very important for our rural communities. So, you know, we are there to, you know, assist them. And that's the kind of service we provide.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I was going to ask you about exactly the services and you answered it ahead of time, but you get a county that's sparsely populated and they go for grants. They're not at the top of that priority list.
No. And the thing is that, you know, as you know, I was at MEDC myself for 12 years, and Katie Mora, who works here as my vice president, I mean, she's very good at grant writing. So what we do is we actually work with our municipalities and we write the grant with or for them. Not, you know, we do include them, but I mean, we polish it up and we get it ready. We know what the MEDC is looking for. They need very specific answers to certain questions. And so we've had a great track record in winning grants. I mean, my gosh, this last year we did almost $4 million again. And these are grants that we're essentially writing on behalf of our communities. And, you know, one of them was for $3.4 million, which is going to really impact the city of Harrison in a big way, in a very positive way. So, you know, we're pretty good at it. Again, we know what the MEDC is looking for and we try to write the grants accordingly.
That is like crucial, having the right representation there. Jim, let's go over 23. You talked about getting some great grants. What were some of the highlights?
Yeah, so one of, as you probably know, we have two large wood chipper companies here in the area, Bandit Industries and Morbark. Bandit has really been expanding, and they just did a $6.5 million expansion. They're in the west side, in the Blanchard area, west side of Isabella County, but they are expanding into Union Township, which is right basically over the limit of the city of Mount Pleasant, out by the expressway. 127 is their new location. And so they're keeping their old campus because that's where most of the manufacturing will continue, but they are going to do manufacturing in the new location as well as have that be kind of a showroom area for the company so that people can see the product and just hop off the expressway and then get back on. So this is an outstanding expansion for Bandit. And we've had, you know, a big expansion in Reed City. Yoplait Yogurt, which is part of General Mills, had a huge expansion in Reed City that we were a part of. So, you know, business has been pretty good. And some of our key companies are expanding and we're assisting them in every way we can.
Well, excellent year. What are you looking forward to in 24?
Yeah, I think more expansion. You know, one of two of the challenges that we have that I think are statewide challenges, housing and childcare. So we're taking a lead role in both areas. You know, we worked on some housing projects here, and we're going to be working with MISHTA going forward on housing for the area, that missing middle. And then Katie Mora, again, who's our vice president here at Middle Michigan, led the way for all of Region 5 for the child care assessment. You know, we found out what we kind of already knew, but now officially know that we're a child care desert in most of Region 5, and we really need to address this because it's keeping people out of the workplace. That's where it ties in with economic development. If our companies can't find the people, they can't expand. And so by providing better child care, more access to child care, we free up people that could come back to the workplace.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Excellent job. Always fun to spend time with you. Jim McBride, President and CEO of MMDC, the Mid-Michigan Development Corporation. Yeah. And now, twice as big.
Yes, I guess. Twice as big, yes.
All right, Jim, thanks, good to spend time with you, friend.
All right, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.